This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Shivi Ramatar is a pop-up chef, and you might remember her from MasterChef. She was a semi-finalist a couple of years ago, and she's made it her personal mission to bring modern Caribbean cooking to a wider audience. And she's shopping just here. This morning she's teaching us all how to cook the perfect bulgol butties. Because she's got a new book out, Caribbean Modern, which is in front of me. Hello, Shivi.
Hello, Emma.
Can you talk and chop?
I can. I'm very good at talking.
Otherwise, I'm in real trouble. Now, I am a northerner, so I love anything in bread, and I love a butty. Tell me, first of all, what is a bulgol butty?
So, bulgol. So, I mean, in the Caribbean, a lot of our food has been influenced by our really colourful history. We've had so many different cultures and races come through the Caribbean, and they left their own little trademark, as it were. And bulgol comes from the European settlers, and specifically to the Portuguese and the Spanish, because it's basically a salt fish, or bacalao. And I found out from my mum recently, actually, that bulgol is taken from the French patois brûle gueule, pardon my horrendous French pronunciation, which literally translates to burn mouth. And I think traditionally it had a lot of spicy Scotch bonnet pepper, but don't worry, I'm not gonna burn your mouth this morning.
So we've basically got a saltfish butty with lots of flavour packed in. Because what are you actually putting into it over there?
So the only thing that's cooked in it is the saltfish, and then it's a beautiful lots of lovely fresh vegetables. There is a little bit of avocado, there's a little bit of olive oil and lime, so it's really fresh and wholesome and just really tasty.
So you put the avocado, lime and all these extra bits around the butty, but you're frying the saltfish now?
No, so the saltfish I am boiled this morning, so you soak it overnight basically, and then you have to just cook it. And what I'm frying now is the actual bread for the butty, which is basically a fried bake. So I also call it lazy man's bread, because the more effort you put into it, the worse it is.
Lazy man's bread or lazy woman's bread?
Oh, sorry, lazy woman's bread.
You're on woman's bread. I'm just going to remind you of that.
Lazy woman's bread.
We're just not lazy, though, are we?
No.
If you can't get saltfish, I mean, where can you get it from? If you can't get it, I mean, what do you do?
You know what, Emma? I was actually saying earlier that the availability of ingredients like this is so, over the last couple of years, it's cropping up in your local Sainsbury's, your local Tesco's, and it's just in the aisle. Sometimes it's in the ethnic aisle, but amazingly, it's all moving out of the ethnic aisle now. It's moving into just mainstream.
But do you buy it? Is it refrigerated salt?
No, it's just dried in the aisles. And it's really, really easy to come by, actually.
And why did you choose this? You could have chosen anything from this beautiful-looking book.
Well, I chose this dish because it's quite a typical breakfast brunch dish, really mainly from Trinidad and Tobago, but actually all the other islands have their version of this. So okay. Barbados has a similar version. Cuba has something similar.
I've eaten all things, including Christmas dinner at this time of the morning on Woman's Hour, so thank you for thinking of breakfast. You are originally from Trinidad.
I am indeed, yes.
Moved to Leicester brilliantly via New York. but we don't have time to necessarily get into that bit of the chapter. But being a full-time chef, you didn't get the most conventional route to that, did you?
No, I didn't. I started life off as a lawyer, which, you know, I had wonderful parents who encouraged me to go into what they deemed back in the day a sort of stable job. So normally it's the obvious options of accountant, doctor or lawyer. And, you know, my little sister's a doctor and my big sister's a lawyer, and I ended up being the black sheep of the family, basically.
So how did you go from being a financial lawyer, I believe, to being a pop-up chef and putting yourself onto MasterChef?
You know what it was, Emma? I started out in law. It got me to London. I was writing and I was enjoying the scene in London. But actually, the career itself, for me, you know, you have to find something that you are suited to, and it just didn't quite suit me. So at that stage, when I was a little bit low about what I was doing, I set up a supper club with a friend, and we ran it in a crypt in Shoreditch.
Like you do.
Yeah. It was brilliant, you know, and as soon as we started getting some really nice reviews, we opened it up to general public. And because of that, I slowly realised that actually I'm really enjoying cooking, but how on earth am I going to tell my parents I've got to leave the law? And, you know, blessing in disguise, I was actually made redundant. And it was a great, probably the best thing that happened to me. It meant that I had to just really go out and find my feet with the cooking. And actually, soon after that, I applied for MasterChef. You know, you apply to these things not thinking you're necessarily going to be chosen. And it was like a little bit of self-therapy with my glass of wine, crying over the questions, the high moments of life and the low moments of life. And I left it. And then a few months later, I got a phone call and was like, no way.
I've heard of a phrase called liming. in the Caribbean culture. What is liming? Because it sounds fun.
Oh, liming is one of the best exports of the Caribbean. But basically, it's this purposeful art of chilling out. It normally involves food, and it has to involve alcohol. So it's just, you know, you can lime anywhere. It's a verb as well as a noun, so you can organise a lime. And it's just basically, you know, it's mingling, music, food, alcohol, chatting, chilling. It's one of the best things to do.
Oh, okay. So are we liming now? Or am I working?
Yeah. Well, we can sort you out with a shot of rum. Can we sort Emma out with a shot of rum?
Oh, no, that's not allowed anymore. This is the BBC of modern. I also love the fact, we'll come back to you shortly because I'm going to taste this beautiful food. I also love the fact I read in one of your interviews that you mentioned you sometimes eat KFC hot wings, which is also a personal favourite of mine. I've just admitted that on Radio 4. But you're not one of those people that has to be totally healthy because I can see some, is that mayonnaise?
That is mayo, yeah.
Being
mayo.
Added with oil?
No, so the oil went into the bulldog, okay. A little bit of olive oil in there, but it's just a little bit of pepper sauce, which is the Scotch bonnet. I haven't put too much in to blow your head off.
Good. Right, well, we will be coming back to Chivy shortly for my salt cod? Saltfish butty, my bulldog butty. I'm really looking forward to that. I did say we're coming back to the perfect bulldog butty. I have devoured nearly all of this that Chivy Ramatar has prepared for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can tell you it's really beautiful. She added a little bit of hot sauce, and that was good.
Was that good enough? It was quite a hot sauce.
But you've handed it to me wrapped in tissue paper because you just said this is street food, so people go along, queue for it.
Exactly. It's kind of you have to be there before 11 because you have everybody going on the way to work, just picking one up and getting on the road and eating while they're driving.
Where would you say? Everywhere?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so it's particularly big in Trinidad and Tobago, but as I said, you know, Barbados has their own version, Cuba has their own version. So it's something, you know, every island adds a little bit of something different to it to make it their own.
Well, it's a very healthy taste because the fish is mixed in with, as you say, all the avocado, the onions, the peppers.
I mean, it's totally fresh. All that went in there was the saltfish, peppers, avocado, tomato, spring onion and chives. And then you don't have to fry the bread. Sometimes I have it with crackers, which is also traditional, or even, you know, you get a crusty roll from the supermarket.
Well, fried bread for me this morning was perfect. Chivy Ramatar, thank you for feeding me by proxy our listeners. Caribbean Modern is the book that has just come out under Chivy's name. It looks beautiful. It is beautiful. Go and have a check that out. And the recipe, of course, as always, will be on the Woman's Hour website under the Cook the Perfect strand.